Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. USDA says U.S. feedlot owners added the fewest number of cattle to herds for the month of August since the government began its current method of tracking the data in 1996, reducing placements by 10.9% from a year earlier. Placements into herds totaling 1.788 million head, down from 2.007 million in August of 2012. Sales of cattle to slaughterhouses last month totaled 1.883 million head, and that's the second lowest level on record. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 197,200 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico during the 2013-14 marketing year, which began on September the 1st. Kazakhstan's grain harvest this year is likely to be 18 million metric tons in clean weight, and not the 16.3 million tons that was forecast in mid-September due to better-than-expected weather conditions. Kazakhstan's grain export potential in the 2013-14 marketing year also has been revised upwards to between 9 and 9.5 million tons from the previous estimate of 9 million tons. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 15,382, down 21 points. The NASDAQ 3233 is up 17. The S&P 500, 1,700, down 2.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest will be much more tranquil as we go forward through this week after rain and thunderstorms occurred in the southern and eastern portions of the region late last week and early in this past weekend. We are expecting to see a relatively good drying environment, though, take place over these next several days. Whatever precipitation occurs is going to be quite limited, especially as we go forward into the middle part of the week. We do expect to see a cool front cutting across the area at the end of this work week going into the weekend, and that'll be our first and best opportunity for rain to occur across the region. Most of the precipitation that occurs with that event is expected to be brief and light, but it will work its way across most areas. Anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain may occur. There may be something a little bit greater in a few locations. We'll keep a close eye on that frontal system because it does have potential to slow down a little bit. And if it does, we might see some greater amounts of rain take place as well. After that system passes through, we'll have another short-term bout of some drier air moving back across the region. So for the next 7 days, we just have one frontal system and one precipitation event to deal with, and it's most likely going to impact areas no more than just 1 day. Now, there may be a two-day impact because once the frontal system passes through and the rain comes and goes, we'll need an extra day just to dry back down. But that would be the only delay of significance that we'll see over this next week. And the temperatures are going to be working their way above average again across the majority of the region. Afternoon highs today will still be rather cool, though. We had a little bit of frost across a part of the Great Lakes region this morning, so afternoon temperatures there may not get much warmer than upper 50s and 60s. But everybody else will see 70-degree highs today. We will see some 60s work their way all the way southward into Ohio, however. Now, tomorrow afternoon, we'll start to see a warming trend take place, and 60s may continue across parts of the Great Lakes region, but everybody else will be in the 70s, with a few lower 80s starting to pop up in southern areas. Go on out into the afternoon on Wednesday, and 70s and lower 80s will become more common, and we'll still be in the same realm as we go from Thursday into Friday. There might even be a couple of upper 80-degree readings in the southernmost portions of the Midwest. Our low temperatures at night are expected to cool back into the upper 30s and 40s overnight tonight, with the coolest conditions in portions of Michigan. We'll probably see no more than just some patchy soft frost possible across the interior northern portions of the state. Everybody else will see 40 and 50 degree lows for the next several nights, actually. We shouldn't see any more bouts of frost in any part of the Midwest through this next full week. Some of the computer forecast models have suggested cooling will occur next week, especially in the second half of the week. If that cooling does take place, we'll have to watch real closely to make sure that we don't get involved with some more frost and freeze potentials. But it is getting a little bit later in the season. That'll be the first days in October when this takes place. And you know as well as I do that that's a time of the year when frost and some freezes can certainly take place across the region. The cold air mass that is advertised for next week, it doesn't seem to be in good agreement amongst the models, so we'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely. I'd say the odds are real high that we'll see colder biased conditions next week, but it's still debatable as to how low those temperatures will go at night. We'll see another chance for precipitation to occur right before the coldest weather arrives, so sometime during midweek next week will be our next opportunity for picking up on precipitation. If you have interest in hard red winter wheat country, you should know that the soil situation out there is much improved over that of earlier this summer, and planting should occur aggressively over the next couple of weeks around what little precipitation is expected to occur. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Let's see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat, 693 up a quarter. March, 696 and a quarter down one. Soft December wheat, 648 up 1 3/4. March, 658 and a half up 1 1/2. December corn, 452 up 1. July, 479 and a quarter up 1/2. November soybeans, 1313 and a quarter down 2. July, 1269 down 1 1/2. October soybean meal, 41380 up 40, now up 20. October soybean oil, 4201 down 8. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you, sir, for asking. Very quiet marketplace today.
Very quiet. We did see corn and nearby corn and soybeans drift into new recent lows here again this morning. A little recovery here with corn trying to show some slight positives here, but really, overall, like you said, Dave, pretty quiet, pretty clear weather ahead. Expecting a few more spots around the Corn Belt to get kind of started on some harvest, although still going to be somewhat on the slow side, I think, early to start this week. Some of the early corn that has been picked is out and gone, and now some of the later stuff is a little on the wetter side than what maybe some producers would like. So might be a little bit of a slower start here to start the week, but you know, overall the weather continues to look good, and you know, yields continue to be pretty good on corn, and even some of the early bean yields not too bad. So as long as we hear those kind of news, probably going to be kind of tough to get this market too excited on the upside, Dave.
Well, it won't be too much longer before traders, both the commercials and the non-specs, will turn to the demand side of the equation. Did have a pretty good sale this morning to Mexico. That was the good stuff. But the bad stuff, we're reminded how small the U.S. cattle herd is off of the cattle on feed report last Friday.
No, that's right. So still a work in progress here, I think, on demand. I think it's going to be a tough row to hoe here for corn moving forward on those some of those demand sides. Still got some question marks even what exports can do after the dismal year last year, and how much recovery we can really see, especially with other parts of the world trying to continue to steal some of that business away from us, Dave. I think on the other side, though, the bean side demand is going to continue to be a positive here, keep carryouts on the tight side. So, but you're right, I think we get this production number kind of settled here, probably within this next report, and then a lot of demand talk here as we move through the winter. And then, of course, South American crop, which looks like a potential to be a very large one on the bean side. Expecting a little more rain in South America and Brazil parts area here over the next couple weeks. So that could also kind of limit the upside, too, if the weather turns out to be a favorable start for planting season.
Well, it isn't thus far down there. It is very dry in Mato Grosso do Sul and Paraná.
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, listening to Drew there, I think better chances of rain coming here as we move into the first part of October. So that'll be something to kind of keep a close eye on. If the weather cooperates, though, the potential there is for very large crops ahead. But obviously a lot of water under the bridge until then, Dave.
So at the end of the week, will the August low in corn hold? And we're not far away from that.
I think we're going to continue to be on the range-bound side. I think the stocks report is coming a week from today, so that'll be something the market's geared towards. But, you know, I think it's just going to be kind of sideways and drift lower, and I guess I would be really hesitant to think that low holds. I think we just kind of continue to drift a little lower here until that stocks report and see if there's any surprises in that thing, Dave.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
Bye. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn at 451.5 is up a half, now a quarter. July is 479.25, up a half. November soybeans, 13.13.5, down 1.75. July, 12.69, down 1.5. October soybean meal, 413.70, up 30 cents. And October soybean oil is 42 even, and it is down 9. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.